the festival circuit as a band, or is, you know, sort of, is that looking far too far ahead?
It's a bit, it's a, let's see how it goes, but I'm certainly up for, I think if the reaction is right and carries on being as it is at the moment, then we definitely consider that. Yeah, if we get some offers for that, it'll be really fun.
Well, thank you very much for your time today. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. I'm looking forward to seeing you at Lexington in the new year. And we're going to finish now with your top 20 single from 1998. This is Rialto and Untouchable. Thank you for your time.
Thanks very much for having me.
If you were an angel, of your wings to keep you with me, I would do anything, like broken bottles that sit from drunken hands. I've watched my star falling and a shatter on the ground. First you wash your hair, then you wash your hands. Oh yeah, I think I understand. Untouchable if I'm not fit to even grow, if I'm too sick, I'll soak my skin in alcohol until I feel untouchable. Untouchable. As you blow dried your hair, I thought of my answers as you walk down the stairs. Do you think I'll defile you if you need to get too close? Do you think I'll affect you? Do you think I'll give you a dose? First you wash your hair, then you wash your hands. Oh yeah, I think I understand. Untouchable if I'm not fit to even crawl, if I'm too sick, I'll soak my skin in alcohol until I feel untouchable. Skin is full, and I will be untouchable.
Chatting to Louis last week before the London gig went on sale, and my predictions of it doing quite well. We're pretty much on the mark. 2 minutes, the main sale sold out in. So brilliant to see that the interest really is still there in the band. Thank you again for Louis taking the time to chat to me.
in your favorite darkness, your favorite half light, your favorite consciousness, your favorite slave.
from his debut solo album Home. That was Terry Hall and I Don't Got You, a track written with Craig Gannon, sometimes known as the fifth member of the Smiths, played on singles such as Panic and Ask with them. Gannon's history is quite amazing. Aztec Camera, The Colour Field with Terry Hall, the Smiths, Brick Smith, also played with lots and lots of people. Quite impressive, actually. And he co-wrote quite a lot of the two solo albums with Terry Hall. I'm pretty sure he wrote quite a bit of the second one. Yes, he did as well. I just checked it as I was speaking. The glory of the internet there. Terry Hall, sadly, no longer with us. What a voice, and two pure, brilliant pop albums in Home and Laugh. If you don't have them, go and get them. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. Then, brand new music from Keeley, taken from her album Floating Above Everything Else. That is the last single to be taken from it, Totally Entranced. That came out at the tail end of November. And then you heard Depeche Mode, In Your Room, taken from the Songs of Faith and Devotion album. That was a single back in 1994. Got to number 8 in the UK charts. Last single to feature Alan Wilder as part of the band.
acid rain. Heaven on a tongue again. The cutest couple in the halls of hell. Well, she was smoking with her friends. Exhaled nicotine and breathed me in. Black denim under pale moonlight. The skin is milk so pale and white. Underneath the teenage spell. Well, she's Christina Applegate. Hopelessly beautiful.
Cause I
Velvet Underground and I'm Waiting for the Man, a single back in 1967, taken from the album The Velvet Underground and Nico. Then you heard my, according to Spotify, most listened to Artist of the Year, Creeper. I did bang on about going to see them live a couple of times and enjoyed them very much indeed. That was taken from their 2020 album Sex, Death and the Infinite Void. That was the single released in February of that year, Cyanide. And then Blocks, and Off My Mind, a single from their last album. The band are back. They played... they are playing a gig. It's tonight, in fact, yeah. It completely sold out. You couldn't have gone even if you wanted to. But they have announced a tour for the new year. They're playing the 100 Club, I think it is, in London in February, as well as dates in Bristol, Leeds, Sheffield, Manchester, Birmingham and Brighton.
It's absolute disparity. Another tragedy befalls us, enthralls us. The human condition, we thrive on affliction. Grief tourists, doom mongers, a war of attrition. We perpetuate misery. Educate differently, can't separate need from greed. Don't give your heart if that's what happiness costs. You'll fall apart with all the pieces you've lost. Absolute disparity to think what could have been consumed by the doom and gloom. Are we all just miserable people trying to be happy? You spill your guts, I'll stick to hating mine. Put our words to work to waste the time. What could be the worst thing to transpire? Never met an excuse that I couldn't make. This crowded room full of empty faces. More fire. Don't give your heart if that's what happiness costs. You'll fall apart with all the pieces you've lost. And for that fate there's only you to blame. Turn the lens the other way. Don't give your heart if that's what happiness costs. You'll fall apart with all the pieces you've lost. Of clarity, it's absolute disparity. Could there be a sadder ending to wash away the bloody rags? The axe recalls, the tree forgets, the fear, the horror, the night sweats. Will we ever find the limits for what others will accept? A vague sadness, it lingers, subtle but certain. It seems we feel in fleeting moments, but never when it matters. The human condition, action defines ambition as we navigate life's algorithm. Tradition states we must live a certain way, but does tradition suffice? It's an excuse to waste a life. Moving pieces, sweep beneath us the rain falls, but you can't shake the mud that's left behind. Though it comes as no surprise, I feel it wrap round my lungs, they tighten. We'll
music there from the Empire Police. That's their brand new single, The Human Condition, just released. It's taken from their forthcoming EP, following their single Northern Bones that was released earlier this year. And then Divine Comedy, taken from the Regeneration album, released back in 2001. That was the single, Love What You Do, first single to be taken from the album, released in February of 2001. This is Bumper to Bumper here on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Gareth Williams, a trawl through Indian alternative from the 60s onwards.
Somebody's been yelling in my head, you're the wrong one. Somebody's been spelling it out for me that I'm too strong for you.
the excellent Soda Blonde there. And Boys, taken from their latest album, Dream Big, that was released not that long ago this year. And then going back a little way, just a little way, The Heartthrobs. And the single She's in a Trance, released as a single in 1992, but taken from their debut album, Cleopatra Grip, that came out in 1990. Not quite sure how that happened or why, but it still sounds amazing to me now. Cleopatra Grip, Jubilee Twist and Vertical Smile were the three albums that the band released. We're going to finish this week's show with a bit of Death in Vegas, taken from the Scorpio Rising album, featuring Hope Sandoval of Mazzy Star on vocals. This is the epic Help Yourself. I'll be back next week.
Gone, you see.